The hearing lasted 4 hours Wednesday morning as many Cottonwood Heights residents and canyon enthusiasts attacked the proposed rezone. Many believe a high-rise commercial development would be inappropriate and environmentally irresponsible. The commission cited several reasons for denying the request, including a lack of road access and potentially intrusive building heights. Commission Chair Julia Toulouse said it's a tug of war between property rights and zoning.
We do have conflicting interests with this is my property. I should be able to make use of my property and get the benefits of ownership from it. However, we also have to consider, and this is what we do in communities, we have zoning because we're considering the fact that what I do on mine very well may impact what enjoyment you get from yours.
When Cottonwood Heights denied developer Terry Deal's request for a rezone, he disaffiliated his property with the city and sought consent from Salt Lake County. The Salt Lake County Planning Commission was tasked with vetting Deal's application and submitting a recommendation to the Salt Lake County Council for consideration. Cottonwood Heights resident and political activist Claire Geddes accused Deal of what she calls zoning shopping, saying her trust in the process is diminished.
If you don't get the outcome you want in your city, you just pick up your ball and all your toys and you go down to the county and you get what you want.
Attorney Matt Muir represented Terry Deal at Wednesday's meeting.
You know, my client doesn't want to build something unsafe, doesn't want to build something unsightly. My client wants to do something that's an asset for the community.
Despite the Planning Commission's decision to deny Deal's application, the Salt Lake County Council will have the final say. It's unclear when the council will consider the commission's recommendation and vote on the rezone proposal. Whitney Evans, KUER News.